Charles Bassett wants you to buy hamburgers made from his Missouri cows. That's why he's in favor of paying an extra dollar every time he sells one of his cattle. It's called a checkoff program, and it's like a tax. The money collected would be spent on promoting Missouri beef.
Me, myself, as an individual producer, as hard as I work, do the best job I can do, I don't have time to leave my operation and go promote my product. I just don't have.
Bassett, like all U.S. beef producers, already pays for a federal checkoff. Remember the famous beef commercial?
You can have a great beef dinner in no time at all. Well, almost no time at all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
That was made with checkoff money. But Bassett says the federal checkoff money doesn't go far enough to promote his beef. Adding a state checkoff would help.
And by pooling my resources with other producers in Missouri, we're able to have a full-time staff working for us every day, promoting our product.
Bassett, who runs a commercial cow-calf operation in Missouri's Pulaski County, says the money raised from the state checkoff would be used to drum up demand for Missouri beef. Iowa and Oklahoma are eyeing the option, too. In all, 14 states, including Illinois, already have their own state checkoffs on the books. North Dakota added one in 2015.
We want to stay competitive with our consumers and against our competing protein products out there.
Nancy Jo Bateman is the executive director for the North Dakota Beef Commission, which is in charge of the checkoff money.
What the beef industry has seen over the last 30-some years is that, since the national checkoff started, is that our buying power for programs that help to increase demand for beef has been shrinking dramatically.
With state checkoff money, the commission bought up primetime TV space. In North Dakota, that means the state high school basketball tournament.
Putting things in motion.
One TV spot promotes the role producers play in the North Dakota food system, while images of cows and juicy steaks flash on screen.
North Dakota's farmers and ranchers deliver. Agriculture touches all our lives every day.
These ads are more important than ever, according to many beef producers, because Americans are buying less beef. We're buying a lot more chicken. To combat that, cattle ranchers want the checkoff funds to go towards studying the health benefits of beef and how to lower production costs. But the checkoffs are controversial. Some ranchers say the funds aren't transparent enough, and some feel their money isn't always directed to the right place. Gary Williams is a professor of economics at Texas A&M University.
There are concerns often by state-level groups that the national organization may not be spending or doing what would benefit that state the most, and they'll add a state checkoff.
Williams says research shows checkoff programs can be slightly effective, but there are so many other variables that affect demand.
Foreign demand and, you know, oil problems and wars and weather and all these other things have a whole lot more effect on demand than promotion does. It's a statistically significant impact, but it's relatively small.
Ranchers in California decided against adding a state checkoff in 2012. Some beef producers in Missouri agree.
My name is Roger Allison. I'm a family farmer from Howard County, Missouri.
Well, this cow here, number 31, has had a number of calves, and she's an older cow. But you have another calf or two.
Allison says another reason ranchers oppose a state checkoff is that it's a venue for large commercial operations to control promotion at the expense of small farmers.
Once they get the money, all of a sudden, you know, they feel like they've got the control over beef producers in this state.
Ultimately, Missouri farmers will vote in April on whether to add the checkoff. What they decide will help shape the beef industry's modern evolution. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.